A former Olympic swimmer is as excited as anyone that Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life is back to in person. I really hope we get the momentum. It will be great to see everybody back in person, said Julia Wilkinson, communications lead with Stratford's Relay for Life. Similar to most events, Relay for Life went virtual for a couple of years. Stratford Intermediate School is the venue on June 11, 5:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Since 1999, the event has offered Canadians of all ages a chance to change the future of cancer. Community members gather and walk around a space to symbolize the perseverance of those battling the disease, those that overcame cancer, and those we have lost. The organization says nearly half of Canadians will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. Proceeds go to supporting research, offering support services, shaping policies, and offering trusted information. Participants are joining from St. Mary's, Listowel, Godrich, Clinton, and Seaforth, amongst other places. One committed participant and committee member is Carrie Wilson. Wilson began fundraising 20 years ago after her mother's breast cancer diagnosis. When people come out for the event, they have support from one another. Everyone comes together and is connected by sharing stories with one another. Even people who are complete strangers will share their journey and what they have been through, said Wilson. The walk goes beyond policies and research, it provides a national support system. Community and connection are vital for those managing their life with cancer. It is emotional, but at the same time, it is incredibly heartwarming, she added. Organizers said this year will include signature events that people love. Always touching is when luminaries are lit to bring hope to people impacted by cancer. As soon as it gets dark, we light the luminaries to pay tribute to people that we love and have lost, said Wilkinson. Participants of Hope, made up of people living with cancer, cancer survivors, or those carrying a genetic risk for the disease, will take the first lap around the track. This is a very emotional, powerful, and impactful moment, said Wilkinson. In previous years, teams have hosted their own fundraising events such as garage sales and barbecues. Participants also collect donations from family and friends. Funds go to a variety of programs such as Wheels of Hope, providing transportation help for those in treatment. Volunteers transport patients to and from appointments. The return to in-person has been much anticipated. New participants can expect a sense of fellowship and support, said Wilkinson. The event will offer family-friendly activities with prizes, a silent auction, speeches, and food. We are excited about bringing people back together for the first time in 2 years, said Wilson. For more information on how to register, visit www.relayforlife.ca/stratford.